my watch. Everybody to perform the functions listed on Rule 201, which are your typical portfolio committee functions, and have all the powers listed on Rule 138. 3, confer with the relevant council committee, and 4, report by the 20th of October 2008. This is a resolution of the House that instructs us to meet and consider this legislation, National Youth Domination. We have an agenda that will do two things. First item will be for us to elect or appoint, or I guess to elect a management committee. That will look into the day-to-day running of the affairs of this process of legislation. Item number two, we will have tabled the object of this deal itself. You shall remember that we have just read a resolution of the House that has no terms of reference at all. We therefore find ourselves in a situation where we have to come up with a legislation that is not enforced. So we therefore, as we said last time, that we needed to put together the terms of reference. So we'll receive those, the objects of this bill itself. That became a challenge because we were meant or expected to receive those from some of the political parties. Unfortunately, since as if everybody is so much tied up with his or her own other things unrelated to what we are about here. However, we have those drafted. As said, we are going to have those terms of reference, which will then have liberty to debate them and agree, because one of the other issues that was asked that I do was to put together a team of drafters. We shall see here there is a colleague who is one of the parliamentary legal advisors, and also Anish Hashipa, who is a researcher from Parliament. The other people that we have here are from the Comment section. Now, the two of them together, they have helped us put together those terms of reference. They are going to help us in that direction as far as the terms of reference being put together for us to debate and discuss. I think those would be the only things. Unfortunately, as I said, we were also expected to have that legislation tabled here, if you remember. The challenge there is that we are not able to do that before we are agreed on this terms of reference. So the situation exists here that says you have a legislation drafted, informed by what? Hence, we are not able to have that legislation or draft legislation in front of ourselves. If we are going to look into the last item, that is now the program, we are also going to factor that part of tabling or presenting of that draft legislation at the point in which we might wish to debate or discuss. We have those few areas for discussion in this meeting. I don't know if you want to say something or comment on those. Sorry? Yeah, okay. I try to be democratic as much as I can. I know in some other committees, especially the one I sit in, there are two that are sitting, I won't mention specific ones. Maybe as we don't have any violent objection to any of this, we shall simply move to dispense them off with item number one, which is the election of the management committee. Basically, that shall help me during interval, assist this process, I mean with this process of legislation. Basically the object of that management structure, you know, shall just do that, nothing else. So that we don't have non-issues coming into the fore, otherwise that could have been handled, you know, and managed outside a meeting. Are we fine with that? Do you have any MOBA for anybody? we are... Ernest has been volunteered by Wang. Can we second that for the record? In other words, Wang has proposed Anna, do you have any? We have, sorry, two. We have two only to have me recording. That is now, we're going to have three altogether. That will include myself. We'll have one person from the ANC, another person from the opposition. Anna has been moved and seconded by our project. Do we have any other second persons? No?
Deputy Chair, I propose the Honourable Clerk.
So, that's what has been proposed and seconded accordingly. I think that then dispenses with the item number one. We shall move quickly and look into item number two, that is now the terms of reference. We are going to receive copies. These are very brief, they are literally on one page. So I hope you're not going to complain and say, you don't have them in front of you. You are certainly going to get them. Very briefly, I shall just read what is proposed by the drafter. Following 1994 democratic breakthrough, youth formations and government were staged with developing youth focus legislative and policy framework. Among these were Youth Act, Youth Commission Act of 1996 and Youth Policy 2000, and the National Youth Development Policy Framework 2002-2007. While this framework outlined the country's perspective and institutional arrangement for youth development, these institutions have been experiencing coordination challenges. The Youth Development Bill is therefore proposed. Maybe we should just make copies of this. Can you get it? The drafters are having a number of things on that. Just issue that, just that one page. You shall see there it is written the annex see, this is all part of work in progress on the bigger processes that the drafters are busy with. The drafters don't want us to look at the whole thing that they're so busy with. The first object says, develop and promote an integrated approach to youth development. The second object says, merge National Youth Commission and Umsobomvu Youth Fund. The third one says, establish a National Youth Development Agency as a structure that will coordinate, monitor, and evaluate the implementation of an integrated youth policy and strategy. The third one ensures a responsiveness to the aspirations and challenges experienced by the target youth. And the last one, to promote youth participation in governance, economy, and society at large. I think that the issues are quite straightforward there in front of ourselves. The main idea here is for us to engage with this object. As soon as we are done with them, agreeing with them, we'll then get the drafters to go ahead and begin to work in earnest. That's the whole purpose of us getting to engage with this exercise. I see here we also have views from FDA. They have just arrived now. I'm sure they are also going to talk very much to this object. Of course, we'll look into those views later on, especially when we have a submission on those topics here. Automatically.
Tell me, I was not raising my head. I was saluting Lady Kanye over there. But now that you will, give me the platform, I will use it. With regards to this object, I'm not quite comfortable with B, which reads nice, National Youth Commission and Municipal Youth Fund. I do understand that could be the ultimate destination that we could arrive at, but we don't have to spell it here. It should be informed by the discussions and debate. Thank you.
The floor is open for any take in the house.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also need to agree or to support Honorable Matitula on this one that you that in fact there were so many concerns from the young people in South Africa with regard to these two LCTs. So merging them, I don't think it would be a solution, because there were so many calls from those young people saying they need them to be funded. So I think we'll talk based on the two issues. Okay.
I don't know whether Mr. Swati is talking about disbanding instead of merging. Okay, can we hear more hands on this issue?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would also agree with Honorable Ubabo Madikizalane to me that maybe I do not feel very comfortable with the term match, because, you know, I don't think it will serve the purpose of actually introducing a new structure that is going to address challenges that are currently facing young people in South Africa. Therefore, I would request that either we remove that item B, or we say we are going to propose the disbandment of the National Continuum and Sobobi and the establishment of a new entity rather than matching the interest.
Do we want to hear any legal implication or meaning of usage of such a term, merge and disbanding, from any of our legal audience? just have the legal meaning, not responding. You're not responding.
Yes. My point is I don't have a problem whether they match or not, but we should not put the cart before the horse. I say whether we match or not should be the destination that we arrive at after a process, but we should not put the destination before the actual journey, if I may put it that way.
I thought you had a hand option. Well, what I wanted us to do, just to be privileged with some legal background to some of these definitions as we move forward. Colleague.
Thank you, Chair. I welcome the suggestion. But being informed from the briefing that we had with the Chairperson, maybe the word match might not be the best, the most suitable text for this particular bill. But you remember that in the preamble, this parliament is doing, which is doing away completely with those structures. But in the preamble, you must remember that the preamble will talk to that, in the sense that it will talk to repealing the National Youth Commission Act, which in effect means that that act will not be in place, so there will be no act regulating that entity. So in my own opinion, repealing it means that there cannot be a commission without the act. So the commission is being done away with by repealing the legislation that regulates it. So the commission without any instrument regulating it cannot function in any case. But I take the suggestion that the word match might not be. We shouldn't put the carrot out there. This is the end that we want to achieve. But we welcome the decision for when we first the members of the committee. So I will keep my ears open. But the preamble talks to repealing the National Youth Commission Act. So when that act is repealed, that structure will have nothing regulating. So in its sense, it will have to come under a new regulation, which would be under a new piece of legislation, which would be the next bill that is before this committee. But we welcome suggestions on suitable words to use those instead of match, or whether we need that paragraph at all in the objective of the bill. Thank you.
I guess what the legal advisor of Parliament is equally saying here, or dream, in fact. What is this? Inkuba. Where's Inkuba? What is that going to be expecting? We shall listen to all of that when she is readily available and ready with the legislation, draft legislation on Tuesday. All right? And I guess the point that she was raising, in short, is that she is what's the English word here? My fourth language English. She is giving us privy. What's that English word? She is privileging us with more information on our field to come. If there is any other comment or input on the subject matter, the objects have been set. There are five of them. There have been comments made. Maybe what we might wish to do, may I propose that we park that aspect until we get fuller briefing on the actual draft legislation itself as to the meaning, whether merging or disbanding, and the implications thereof. May I propose that?
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any other input to make? Comments? Shall I say that we are agreed with this object? Move on. Mama. Sorry? Fond of ours. Sorry, I keep on forgetting your name all the time.
Mama Fonda.
Sorry?
Like a mama father.
Yes, we tend to respect some of that.
Thank you.
Because we are still youth. Thanks. Can we then move to the draft program? We have copies in front of ourselves. We shall dispense off with that draft program together with the budget almost immediately. We are on the 16th, as it says there. Can we talk through the chair? And can we run a proper meeting? Thank you.
Maybe I must just inform the meeting that a speculative programming works. Maybe it is some other programming works. Is that Parliament was supposed to sit on the week of the 14th of November. But I decided now to move it on for the next week. I think it's the week of the 17th of November. So in regarding of that change, we change the program also like it is now.
Are we making any comments on that? Philippe is straightforward. It looks into the draft bill that will be presented to our legal advisor. And we trust that we're going to get a copy before end of business day of Monday, so that at least members shall have time to go through that preparation for that exam. 26th to the 14th of November. I'm informed that that period allows us to publish a gazetted bill for a period of 3 weeks. In other words, 15 working days. That's what shall be coming, that 26th of October to the 14th of November. Are we fine with that? It's allowed by the rules. 17th and 18th, assuming that we're going to have limited numbers of submissions, we are having the 17th and 18th. 17th on a Monday and 18th on a Tuesday. If the numbers of submissions exceed what can come through those days, it might pose a challenge. Therefore, that we might have to have a third day. As I said, we are all going to be informed by a number of submissions that are going to come through. We cannot say how many are going to come through. We have no problem with that one. I'll be getting straightforward, I guess. And deliberations on those submissions will take place the following day, as proposed here. And 20th is expected to allow us to go word for word on the bill itself. We are expecting that they will have a debate either 20th or 21st, depending on how many submissions are we going to be getting. Any discussions on that?
On the advert of the national newspapers, can I please explain which papers are we using? Because I'm sure we would like to include the broad spectrum of South African news.
Can you try it's the Sunday Times, the Typical, the Western, and Melon.
I just want to make sure, Chair, that it should be minuted that we include the report, otherwise we're cutting out a sector of our young men.
Thank you, Chair. I propose that we also use one or two African languages, be it one Zulu or Xhosa and one Zulu. Because there are those young people who are not fluent in English. And I think that we also don't want to leave them outside. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah,
maybe that will take us to the next item later on of our budget. Later on.
Unless if we know how much the committee is allocated in terms of money, because advertising is really expensive. So the trend has been that Parliament prefers to use national newspapers. Of course, in those national newspapers, they don't address national language. So we raise a very important issue about understandable language to young people. But for now, I don't think we've addressed that issue as an institution. I think the first debate belongs in the committee of chairperson, where we need to raise this matter. But I don't think it might see the day for now, because they determine how much committees should use in terms of advert, and they decide which newspaper should be advert for that channel. I remember the last time in my office I was trying to insist on having radio blog, which is not really that difficult. So it's an issue that we might lose for now. So it's something that we can take up with the checker, the only job checker, to address it. Do we advertise the media that reach out to other people?
Chair, just to follow up, I mean, most of us are aware of the national safety issue, but if I look at these papers, I can understand the Sunday papers already, you know, addressed that. But for example, the Mail and Guardian does not reach all our ordinary people and it's very expensive. So if we have to cut, I would say we cut on the Mail and Guardian, if we can reach ordinary youth or structures, but that is not a paper which is read by, you know, I won't say intellectual, because it seems like to say that people are stupid, but not as well as a specific French report on that job. And I think if we have to cut, we will, I would suppose, to cut on that.
Yeah,
we did it every Friday. She understands. And the Northern Cape don't get it, I'm sure.
I think the purpose of the exercise does have, I mean, the whole exercise does have a thought that the committee section must equally be aligned to some of the realities that are out there. As we go out, I think Honorable Tandy does help us. Some of us are very new in this responsibility. She says we'll get here, and I look forward to that. I think we should, if there is no other comment or input or addition on the program itself, we shall take it that we have the quorum that we shall agree to this. We do. Any more? Amen. Okay. Thank you.
Hey.
That's when ladies, we seem to have come to an end of our session. And thank you once again for having made and given this commission. You know, once the ANC is currently, you know, going through whatever is out there in the media, but you all parties, for once, you show confidence in the ANC to chair. That confidence can always be there.
Thank you.
Until we meet on Tuesday. From Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, which? 21st. From 21st, we having a full blast on this one. Until then, on the 20th, we want to meet on the 25th, and thereafter 18th of a month later almost. Thank you. Until next time. Just one last item. You can handle and deal with it while you're standing. To avoid any fruitless expenditure, you must eat before you leave the space. You must eat.
Honorable Johnson, I support that as a member of COPA.
You have a very good voice. Do you sing?
No, I don't sing.
You have a lovely voice. Maybe it's wasted if you don't sing.
Oh, you don't want to hear me.
Maybe you haven't tried.
What they have told me about my singing is that I make irregular vibrations.